It's Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, and you're listening to Blue Lightning Daily, the podcast that was assembled by a swarm of polite robots who swear they ran the tests. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. And yes, the robots are unsupervised, which is why my notes are titled Final Final V7 Actually Final. So, Hunter, OpenAI's GPT-5.3 codex is now generally available inside GitHub Copilot. This is the, it's not just helping me code, it's helping me ship moment, right?
Yeah, this is one of those updates that sounds like a minor model picker change until you realize it's rolling out across basically every Copilot surface people actually touch. VS Code, GitHub.com, mobile, CLI, even the Copilot coding agent.
It's giving your whole repo is about to get a new coworker energy.
Exactly. And GitHub's big claim here is practical, better in long-running, tool-driven workflows, plus up to a 25% speed bump on agentic coding tasks.
Okay, wait. Let's translate agentic. For the creators listening who are like, I make videos, why are you yelling about GitHub? Agentic is when the AI doesn't just spit out a code snippet and vanish like my last situationship. It stays, it iterates, it reads the error message, it fixes the thing, it reruns the tests, and it keeps going.
Thank you for making it painful but accurate. That's the difference. Drafting code is easy. Shipping is the annoying loop. Open repo, find the right file, make changes in a few places, run tests, read failures, patch, run again, then summarize what happened without lying.
Without lying is a big ask.
It is. But that's why the speed claim matters. In agent loops, latency compounds. If the model is responding dozens of times in a single task, shaving time off each turn makes it feel less like you're waiting for a printer from 2008.
So what's the first boring workflow where you'll actually feel it?
The lint fix retest loop. The I changed one thing and now TypeScript is mad in seven places loop. Also refactors where you're like, rename this component everywhere and don't break the build. That's the stuff that destroys momentum.
For me, it's instrumentation, like adding tracking events consistently across a bunch of components. It's not glamorous, but when you're running marketing experiments, if your analytics are wrong, you're basically posting into the void.
Totally. And that's where creators are way more code adjacent than they think. You're shipping microsites, Shopify tweaks, automations for content packaging, CSV cleaners, caption formatters. It's not, I'm a software engineer. It's, I'm trying to launch this thing by tonight.
Okay, but where does agentic coding break down today? Because I have seen these agents get ambitious. Like, I updated 12 files and you're like, cool, but you forgot the one file that actually matters.
Yep. Repo navigation and dependency awareness is still the classic faceplant. Planning is getting better, tool following is improving, but the failure mode is, it makes broad changes confidently, then misses the 13th file, and now your build breaks in production only on Tuesdays.
The most cursed day for bugs.
Also, tool output. Models are better than before, but certain outputs still make them panic. Like verbose CI logs, weird edge case test failures, or when a linter output is technically correct, but the fix requires understanding style conventions in that repo.
So tool-driven workflows in plain English is like, it can juggle your tests, your linters, your build system, your package manager drama. But if the tool output is chaotic, the model can start making up a reality where it already fixed it.
Exactly, which brings us to the rule of thumb, when can AI ship versus when can it draft?
Ooh, give me the snarkiest version.
If it touches auth, payments, permissioning, or anything that can page a human at 2 in the morning, it drafts. If it's UI polish, refactors with tests, internal utilities, or a content ops script with clear inputs and outputs, it can ship after review.
I'm even stricter. If money moves, humans approve. If identity is involved, humans approve. If it can delete or email a database, humans approve. Like, I don't care how confident the bot sounds, confidence is free.
Confidence is the default setting.
Speaking of stakes, OpenAI flagged this model as high cyber capability under their preparedness framework. Does that make Copilot safer for teams, or does it just raise the stakes?
Both. On the good side, they're explicitly saying it's trained to identify software vulnerabilities, and they've got additional safety measures. That can mean better defensive code review behavior, like catching common insecure patterns.
On the other side, if it's more capable, it's also more capable. Like, the same help me refactor skills can be misused, and at scale, tiny mistakes become big mistakes.
Right. And it doesn't remove the basics. You still run tests, you still code review, you still treat it like a junior dev who is fast, helpful, and occasionally hallucinated a function that does not exist.
I imported it from vibes-.js.
Exactly.
Okay, horror movie time. You know the washing machine agent crushed my cat type joke? The software equivalent is what? an agent that confidently cleans up unused resources and deletes your production storage bucket.
That's a perfect example. Or it optimizes your permissions and accidentally opens a private endpoint to the public internet. Or it updates dependencies to fix a vulnerability and quietly introduces a breaking change that nukes your checkout flow.
That is the creator version of getting demonetized overnight.
Yep, and this connects to something we've been talking about all week across the AI ecosystem. Everyone's pushing toward these longer, more complex workflows, like Claude Opus 4.6 adding that massive context window and agent teams parallel work, multi-step coordination, and Google pushing Gemini into a creator production layer where prompt becomes structured output.
And Adobe pulling video iteration into Firefly Chat, plus the Photoshop upgrades making generative fill faster and more non-destructive. The vibe is less one-off generation, more end-to-end workflow.
Exactly. The model is becoming a production assistant, not a toy. But the UI and the controls matter as much as the model. Like, can you see what it's doing? Can you stop it? Can you roll it back? That's what decides if teams actually trust it.
Oh, and norms. We need to talk about tone and accountability. Because I've seen copilots be like, oops, lol, after doing something catastrophic. Like, excuse me, you just rewired the repo. Don't tee-hee me.
Yeah, the tool gaslighting problem. Teams should set norms, the agent should summarize actions, cite files changed, show diffs, and be explicit about uncertainty. Less personality, more receipts.
Receipts culture, but for code.
Exactly.
Also, admins, heads up. For business and enterprise, this might require enabling access via policy. So if you're like, where's my shiny new model? It might be your admin protecting you from yourself.
Or from your coworker who would absolutely let it merge straight to main.
Not naming names, Hunter?
I feel attacked.
Okay, practical takeaway for creators and marketers. If you're code adjacent, what do you do today?
Open Copilot, check the model picker, and if GPT-5.3 Codex is there, give it a real task that has steps. Not write a function, but update this feature, add tests, run them, fix failures, and summarize what changed. You'll feel the difference in momentum.
And start with low-risk wins. Build a caption formatter, a CSV cleaner, a batch renamer, a microsite contact form with validation. Don't start with rewrite my billing system unless you enjoy adrenaline.
And remember, faster loops don't replace judgment. They just reduce the grind between idea and a clean pull request.
All right, that's the ep. Thanks for hanging with us on Blue Lightning Daily. Fully automated, slightly unpredictable, and somehow still shipping.
Go check out BlueLightningTV.com for AI news and updates and subscribe so you don't miss the next time our robot staff tries to refactor reality.
Ha! Catch you later.